More than 3 million Illinoisans, about 20% of the people in my state, currently depend on Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program for health care. That's one out of five people in my state who need these programs to have basic health insurance for themselves and their children. This includes 300,000 Illinois seniors and people with disabilities, 650,000 who were recently added as part of the Affordable Care Act. It also includes 1.5 million children. Half of all the kids in Illinois are enrolled in Medicaid and the CHIP program. It's called Illinois All Kids. Nationwide, the Medicaid program helps pay for 2 out of 3 seniors, in their nursing homes. It pays for about half of all children born in this country. It is the primary payer of all mental health and opioid addiction treatment. It provides health care to 25% of people in rural communities. It pays for special education in nearly half of all school districts, and it provides critical support for veterans with chronic conditions. You know what the House of Representatives Affordable Care Act repeal does to the programs I just described? It ends the expansion of Medicaid. It would eliminate coverage for 650,000 people in the state of Illinois. Think of that. We had 7 of our Republican congressmen vote for a program that will eliminate health insurance under Medicaid for 650,000 people in my state and cut $840 billion in federal Medicaid funding. Well, if they're going to cut this money for Medicaid funding, what are they going to do with it? Well, the House knew exactly what to do with it. They give it back in tax breaks to the wealthiest people in America. Is there justice in that decision? Is it too much to ask that those of us who are better off in life pay a little more in taxes so that those who are struggling have basic health care? I don't think so. But those who voted for the Republican plan in the House do. So the bill cuts health care for struggling families, women, seniors, children, in order to give a tax break to the wealthiest people in America. Illinois would lose $40 billion over the next decade, and 3 million people would be in risk of losing their care. Absolutely no one believes that Illinois is going to magically come up with $40 billion to fill this Medicaid shortfall. I doubt that many other states would be able to either. With funding cuts this dramatic, even Illinois' Republican governor spoke out against the House action repealing the Affordable Care Act. He said it's going to force us to make significant changes in health care in Illinois. He would have to decide who gets health care and who doesn't. He'd have to decide whether health care services are just too expensive to cover. Hospitals, too, would be devastated by the proposed Medicaid cuts. Now, I was born and raised in downstate Illinois. It doesn't look at all like the city of Chicago. I'm proud to represent that city. I enjoy being there and being part of it. But where I grew up was in small-town America, and the congressional district that I represented was basically a smaller cities, no more than 100,000 population at the time, but a lot of many, many smaller towns. I can't tell you the pride that those communities take in downstate Illinois in their hospitals. Some of those hospitals are a lifeline, the only source of health care for miles around, and they're great employers. They bring in medical specialists who are paid good salaries by local standards. The Illinois Hospital Association is dead set against what the House Republicans did in passing their repeal of the Affordable Care Act. They have told us Illinois stands to lose up to 60,000 health care jobs because of that vote in the U.S. House of Representatives. And of course, it means that for many of the people who count on these rural hospitals, even inner city hospitals in Chicago, those services are going to be curtailed and denied. And when I sit down with people like Ed Curtis, who's the president of Memorial Medical Center in Springfield and speaks for Illinois hospital administrators across the state, he tells me the devastating impact it will have when you eliminate Medicaid coverage and sick people still show up for care. They'll be taken care of. Their expenses will be shifted to other people. That's the way it used to be before the Affordable Care Act, before Medicaid expanded and gave these individuals in low-income situations basic health insurance. Why would the Republicans in the House of Representatives want to have such a devastating negative impact on Medicaid so they can give tax cuts to wealthy people? That, to me, is just inexplicable. The Illinois Hospital Association speaks across our state for those who really care about those great institutions, but they're not alone in opposing this bill. The Illinois Nurses Association opposes it. The Illinois Pediatricians do, as well as the Illinois Medical Society. So why does every medical advocacy group in Illinois oppose this bill, this so-called Republican reform of our health care system? Because they know it moves in the wrong direction. It eliminates health insurance coverage for people instead of expanding it. It makes health care too expensive and out of the reach of people who are not lucky enough to have it where they work and not wealthy enough to buy it on their own. It moves in the wrong direction. It is not a solution to any problem. It's a new problem, an even worse problem than ones we faced in the past. Remember when candidate Donald Trump tweeted in May of 2015, and I quote, "I was the first and only potential GOP candidate to state there will be no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid," end of tweet, end of quote. Or when he tweeted again in July of 2015, quote, "The Republicans who want to cut Social Security and Medicaid are wrong," close quote, said candidate Trump. He was right. But now he supports this bill, which dramatically cuts back Medicaid coverage across America. What's going to happen to the elderly in the nursing homes who, despite all of their Social Security payments, despite all of their Medicaid reimbursement, still don't have enough resources for the basic care that they need to stay alive? When you cut back on that Medicaid coverage, what happens to them? And what do their families do to make up the difference? Reach into their savings? Bring mom home from the nursing home in the hopes that you can take care of her in your own home? Those are choices no family should face and choices no family need face. I hope that the Senate will show the courage and leadership on a bipartisan basis to say no to this terrible bill that passed the U.S. House of Representatives just 2 weeks ago. We need to put together a bill that expands the coverage of health insurance, gives people more peace of mind, a bill that addresses some of the built-in challenges we have with the Affordable Care Act. It's far from perfect. There are things we can do to improve it. We need to do something about the cost of pharmaceuticals and drugs. The current law really doesn't affect that, and we should. They're out of control at this point. Secondly, I think we ought to offer a public option. There ought to be a Medicare-type program available across the United States for those who wish it. Medicare enjoys a very positive reputation in America for good reason. Most Americans would feel honored and happy to be protected by a Medicare-type program. We also need to go to those premiums that are too high and ask why. In many cases, they're individuals who are buying health insurance from really narrow pools of people who are older and sicker. We need to expand that pool so it is real insurance and we can bring those premiums down. And there are ways to do that. There are many things we can do with reforming the Affordable Care Act. But what the House of Representatives did, what some want to do, just repeal it and walk away, would be devastating. Devastating to half the kids who rely on Medicaid in America to pay for their delivery expenses, as well as prenatal and postnatal care. Devastating to the seniors who are in the nursing homes, who are dependent on Medicaid supplements, dependent as well for those who are disabled with chronic conditions and have to turn to Medicaid regularly just to make sure that they can maintain their lifestyle and still be productive, happy, and safe. These are the elements and these are the costs that will be charged and paid if we're not careful. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be terrific? Wouldn't it be a headliner to say that Democrats and Republicans came together in the United States Senate to make the Affordable Care Act better? To make sure that there was more accessible, affordable, quality coverage for more Americans. I think that's why we were elected. I hope we can achieve that goal.